Researchers in Connecticut and on Long Island are among the brain power working overtime to produce a vaccine for the coronavirus. Those vaccines could be months, if not years, away. But as WSHU's J.D. Allen reports, this is not uncharted territory. The lessons learned in past epidemics are influencing how scientists are fighting the spread of COVID-19.
SARS is like a distant cousin of COVID-19, the disease the new coronavirus causes. In fact, SARS is a type of coronavirus, and COVID-19 and SARS both cause severe, fast-acting respiratory problems. That's why health officials are optimistic they know how to treat the symptoms of COVID-19. And unfortunately, why researchers like Fred Cohen say the devil is in the details.
Viruses can evolve.
Cohen is a microbial ecologist at Wesleyan University. He says creating a vaccine before the virus has a chance to become more efficient in its transmission is key. Take the Ebola virus.
Ebola had a chance to go through thousands of cycles through humans. From infection to infection to infection, there was a lot of opportunity for it to get better at infecting humans.
People with Ebola were quarantined and treated, a vaccine was approved and manufactured months later, and healthy people, for the most part, stayed healthy. Cohen says public health officials and health professionals have learned a lot from viral outbreaks in recent years. He says, step one, the best medicine against the spread of the coronavirus is social distancing. But it's not a long-term solution and points to why vaccines are needed.
I don't see if there's something that we could do to socially distance ourselves enough to wash our hands a little better that would prevent this from continuing in our species into the indefinite future.
A vaccine would help a healthy person's natural defenses prevent the virus from transmitting, infecting, and evolving any further. Janet Hearing is an associate professor in the Department of Microbiology and Immunology at the Renaissance School of Medicine at Stony Brook University. She says the body's immune system kicks in and adapts to viral infections once the vaccine is introduced.
That induces an immune response that can prevent a virus that you encounter out in the community from starting an infection.
And she says there are dozens of different approaches scientists will take to try to produce a vaccine that works.
Many of them replicate what has already been done for vaccines that we routinely get.
One of the vaccines in development would be administered as a shot and contains the killed virus.
And then treat it with a chemical so that it's no longer able to cause an infection. And then inject that material typically into the muscle, like we do with the influenza vaccine that most people get every year.
Other researchers have in development a vaccine that genetically weakens a living virus.
If it can't replicate well in the body, our immune systems then control it when it's given as a vaccine.
It would be given through a nasal spray, like the FluMist vaccine for influenza. Hearing says these are both proven methods to allow for the mass production of a vaccine to get the number of doses needed to protect against the coronavirus in the future. The infrastructure is already in place.
There are already good protocols that could be rapidly adopted and tested for large-scale vaccine production.
In the meantime, health officials and researchers ask the public to do their part with good hygiene and social distancing while they develop safeguards against future outbreaks. J.D. Allen, WSHU News.